malarkey. The devil's advocates invented malarkey.
Welcome back to the devil's advocates radio show. We made it all the way to Friday, people. Coming up, Friday Night Live, live from the Shaw. I'm broadcasting live from the Shaw headquarters right here, beautiful Waukesha. It's a glorious day. It would be a great night to come out and party. Rocker and the boys, they're going to do it like we do it every Friday night all summer long right here live from Waukesha. But this show ain't even close to being done. We're going to take your Friday grievances at 844-967-2789. Greg called early. So, Greg, you're the first one on today. What do you got for us?
Hey boys. How you guys doing today?
Excellent, sir.
Pretty nice out there. Got to find yourself a good beer garden tonight.
The whole of downtown Waukesha will be a nice beer garden tonight, man. I don't know if you ever tried the Friday Night Live. It's a great thing, Greg. You should sneak down to Waukesha some night.
Oh, I don't know about going in the enemy camp there. I don't know.
Come on, man. We got a foxhole right here on Wisconsin Avenue. You can come party with the boys here.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I should do, yeah. But, you know, have you guys thought too much or thought about the end game here yet and what should happen? I mean, when Nixon was, you know, resigned, he was forced to resign and then pardoned. But, you know, Trump's already out. Biden ain't going to pardon him.
There's not going to be a pardon, Greg, right?
Right, but are you bar him from running for office? Are you going to say that he can't be appointed to, you know what I mean, to a position in government, you know? Because I thought I heard something where you could appoint anybody Speaker of the House. You don't have to be a... Am I wrong on that?
No, Greg, you're absolutely right. You do not have to be a congressional member to be Speaker of the House. And there are specific Congress people, think Matt Gaetz, that are advocating specifically if they win back the House of Representatives to put Trump in that position, that would put him third in line to the presidency. Technically, yeah, so, second in line.
Right. You know, and how awful is that? And,
well, you know, of course, and the idea would be is that they would then lead the impeachment against Joe Biden and Kamala Harris, and theoretically were it successful in the Senate, and it would not be. But, you know, if you did the math and played it out, well, hell, they could put Trump back into power in the line of succession.
Right. Yeah, they'll try anything. We know that. But the end game here is to not have him be able to run for president again and not be able to be, you know, whatever you want to call it, appointed to a high office. Or
Greg, the end game office. Should be prison for this freaking guy. The guy plotted a coup against the U.S. government, sir.
Right. Right. The least it would be is that he can't, you know, be running, you know, be in office anymore or hold any kind of position of power. Secondly, would be, you know, I don't know, a fine. Third would be in jail.
Well, the fine. Let's go there for a minute, Greg. There will be civil lawsuits that chase this man for the rest of his life, and part of the civil lawsuits is officers like Fallone. There's also a contingent of U.S. Congress people. They were also had their lives threatened at the U.S. Capitol that day. If Donald Trump and the burden of proof is going to be less in these civil trials, if you'll recall, O.J. Simpson got off on the criminal stuff, but right. The civil stuff, the fines, the Goldman family chased his ass to the end of time. O.J.'s still running through airports to try and get away from those civil forfeiture kind of things. So I think Donald Trump's going to get bled broke. I think his brand is so freaking tarnished. I don't see, you know, other than the grifting of his lemming-like followers that continue to send him donations so he can then turn around and, what, keep the donations, effectively keep people's money. I mean, he has committed fraud on a massive level, on a $250 million level. Greg, I cannot imagine, and I think he will run for president again. Dom and I completely disagree on this point. I think he's going to do it because he sees it as a get-out-of-jail-free card. I think he will be unsuccessful because I think justice will catch up to him.
I hope you're right. I hope you're right. I hope he does run again and hope he does get beat. But, you know, he can't be allowed to get away with what he's doing here. There must be, there's got to be a penalty involved with this. And I haven't heard any other Republican senators comment about what's going on yet. Have you guys heard anything like from the...
Oh, they're all pretending like they're they're blissfully unaware of what's going on, especially if they're appearing on Fox News, Greg. Appreciate your call. Thanks for listening to the Devil's Advocates. You can be like Greg at 844-967-2789. I believe I saw some quotes, although I didn't really dig beyond the headlines. Lindsey Graham, the senator from South Carolina, said something to the effect, I remember when I used to be scared of Trump. When he used to be scared of Trump.
Used to be?
You know, wanted to get to another story in this segment. Peter Navarro. We've talked about the January 6th coup. Peter Navarro was one of the coup plotters. And Peter Navarro effectively wrote a book. He went on Ari Melber. He's made public confessions. I mean, I think he's in tremendous legal jeopardy. It's being described as a slow-rolling comedy sketch, though. His interactions with the criminal justice system. First, Navarro was going to be his own lawyer. And then he showed up with some lawyers because he had a court appearance today. And he wants to put off his trial on contempt of Congress charges. But do you see why, Fancy Brand, what his explanation is?
Was it like me where my grandmother died?
Well, his explanation is he's got a big book tour.
Oh, so no, not like that.
So could you take me to trial next year? Because I'm going to be very, very busy selling the coup, the inside story on Amazon, a book tour, a magical mystery tour, Peter Navarro style.
Think that would have worked for OJ?
Do you think these guys don't quite understand the sort of legal jeopardy they might be in? Come back with us. It's the Friday edition, the TGIF Devil's Advocates. You can be a part. Join us. Dial us up. 844-96-PARTY. It's a political party up in here.
We will find you. We will arrest you. We will jail you. We will throw you the hell out of the country.
Oh, it looks good on you, though.